Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. My name's Alex, and today I'm very excited to announce my new zine, sort of like a new journal, 50 pages, on the topic of depth psychology, meaning the psychology of Carl Jung and a very notable figure who's less well known, who came after him by the name of Stanislav Grof. If you're watching the video here, I have a copy of the zine I'm holding up. But I am super stoked to be putting this out and sharing this with you. There are digital copies available on my e-store, which is thewisdomtradition.bigcartel.com. If you go to my website, www.alexsacken.com, you can find a link to the store there. There's digital copies, and I'll have a limited number of print copies available as well. So yeah, this is super exciting, very, very timely, because in this publication, I do a very like in-depth case study of the psychology of the global response to coronavirus/COVID, and I look at it from the standpoint of Jungian psychology, in particular, using Jung's concept of the collective shadow. And I do a case study in here on World War II, and I compare it to today. Also very notable is the whole section on astrology, the links between depth psychology and astrology, which is something that both Carl Jung and Stanislav Grof have gone into to a considerable degree in their published work. And I, again, use coronavirus/COVID as a case study to look at the astrological dynamics that drive psychological events, both on the individual level and on the collective level. So this is also super timely because I'm publishing this this episode, or I'm recording this episode on, what's today? The 4th of January, which is just a couple days after Dr. Robert Malone was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and about a week or two after Dr. Peter McCullough was on the Joe Rogan podcast. And the Peter McCullough interview, I've done an analysis of already on my channel, so you can check my archives. But both of them reference this concept that comes from a different branch of psychology, but it has to do with the concept of a mass... what is it called? Mass formation psychosis, which is actually something I'd never heard of before. Now, being someone familiar with psychology, I am very familiar with the term concept of groupthink. I have a master's in a field called organizational science, and in that field of study, I did some coursework in psychology, and we studied groupthink, and that I first got introduced to the groupthink paradigm of research in that field of study. But so groupthink is relatively well known, but it's super important when you're looking at organizational decision making, which is a big factor that's going on in the world today in terms of how organizations formulate policies that have to do with vaccines and mandates and things like that. So I'm very familiar with groupthink, which is a very important concept in psychology. That also comes from a different branch than the depth psychology wing. So mass formation psychosis is also coming from a different branch of psychology than depth psychology, but depth psychology revisits the same concept but kind of comes at it from a more significant and path-breaking foundation in terms of its understanding of the human psychology. And the basis of depth psychology's analysis of group decision-making and collective psychological motions and movements comes from their consideration of the unconscious realm of the psyche. And it takes sort of shape as this theory of the collective shadow. So the collective shadow is something that's not yet entered the debate on the coronavirus and COVID. And I'm hoping to do some cross promotion with this and get on other people's podcasts and sort of make my present my thesis and make my argument, which is basically my synthesis of Carl Jung and Stanislav Grof's work. I'm hoping to do that and sort of get this message out there and hopefully build my audience and be have a chance to get some of the ideas of Manly Halls out there and esoteric philosophy in general. But the research behind this publication, I originally began in March 2020, right at the onset of the lockdowns. I was working in the restaurant business, which I had done sort of off and on for a lot of my adult life, because it allowed me the flexibility to have a job at night, and then during the day it would give me the space to do my research. So I've basically been doing research and preparing to try to become a public intellectual, a sort of teacher, and eventually a consultant. And I spent a long time since I graduated from grad school over 10 years ago, kind of preparing for this moment in time. And here we are, right when I'm launching, you know, my channel and my series of zines, we come to a moment in time where it's like things seem to be converging with the work I've been doing and the sort of public debate about what's going on in the world. So yeah, I'm really hoping that I can find a platform to kind of give my spiel about the things I go into in the zine. But definitely I think anybody should really consider going on my website, getting a copy of the PDF. It's only $6. Digital copy is not too much more. It's going to be 10 plus shipping, which will be 13. So I'll just kind of go over the basics of what's in here. So there's four chapters, four main sections. The first one goes over Carl Jung's basic theories about human psychology. Kind of gives a little bit of an intro to his life, but the focus is on him and his theories of the human psyche. And there's two really, really important elements that are central to his psychology that most people don't even emphasize, and I don't understand why. But these are two, at least the first one is an element that is explicitly emphasized also in the field of esoteric philosophy, and links right up with Manly P. Hall's teaching. So that element, or that aspect of his theory, is the idea that there are many selves, but one self. And the self is the center of each person's psyche. So each person has the self as the sort of like spiritual archetype that drives all psychological motions within themselves. And the sort of downward reflection of that divine self, that one self, the downward reflection into the individual person is the ego. So there's an access, it's called the ego self-access, but there's like basically, if you imagine like a thread that connects the individual ego with the universal self. And that's the basic dynamic that drives human psychology. So by implication now, the next thing that we need to move into when we talk about Carl Jung's psychology, and this is something that has not ever been emphasized in any real analysis that I see in the public sphere about anything having to do with human society, human civilization, is the fact that everything is premised on the assumption that when we're talking about human beings, we're talking about a host of individual beings. And according to both esoteric philosophy and to Jungian psychology, that's only true on a certain level, meaning that the human species is not just an aggregate of 7 billion individual beings. What Carl Jung teaches and what Manly Hall teaches and others, sort of the basis of Eastern philosophy, is that within the individual, within the person, within the psyche, are layers. The soul or the psyche, the mind, is not just, or is not at all, something that emerges from the physical brain. But the psyche is the soul, and the soul actually is a chemistry, a compound of bodies that exist in metaphysical space. So that's why it's called depth. There's a depth dimension to existence. And that the structure of our subjective consciousness, our experience of life, actually has exists as bodies. Meaning, we have an emotional body, we have a vital body, we have a mental body. And as we go into metaphysics, into space and this depth of dimension, at the apex of that, or at the far end of that, is abstract space. And the abstract space is consciousness, is the spirit, and that is the self. So there's one, just as there's many different bodies in space that are occupying different places depending on where they're located, there's only ever one space, and that space is consciousness, and that space is the self. And that space moves into place, it moves into physical formation through these metaphysical, by gradually, I guess, stepping itself down, stepping its consciousness down, its energy, its spiritual energy, gradually gets concentrated as it moves through these metaphysical dimensions, and it reaches its nadir. This whole process reaches its nadir in the physical body. So that's the access. The body is the receptive pole, the negative pole. If you imagine like a battery, it's the negative end. The positive end is the spiritual self, the spirit or consciousness. And then the metaphysics, the dimensions of the psyche, or the elements of the psyche, are the is the means by which the energy from the self, the positive pole, gradually moves into the body, which is the negative negative sphere. So the point here is that human beings are not just individual entities. They are, our psychology is not just individually private for each person. That's only on one dimension. There is an element of our psychology that is private for each person, but there is also a collective consciousness, a collective psyche. And that collective psyche has its own dynamics, and it changes over time. It follows its own archetypal process of evolution and development. And as it evolves, or as it goes through changes, the collective consciousness of humankind, the individuals are moved. You know, so imagine us all as like ships on a sea. As the sea goes through changes, all the ships are moved by these waves or by these motions. And this is very important because in 2020, 2021, and now in 2022, what we're experiencing, what people are calling mass formation psychosis, and according to depth psychology, this other branch of psychology, we should understand that what we're experiencing in the world is actually a motion within the collective psyche of humankind. And that collective motion is manifesting in all these different ways among the different individual people who populate the earth. And so when we're analyzing this situation, or really any situation that has to do with human beings, human society, human civilization, human behavior, we need to understand that there's the individual psychology that we have to incorporate and understand, but there's also this collective psychology, this collective motion that is acting upon us behind the scenes, so to speak. So we don't understand or feel tangibly the fact that these collective motions are taking place in the sort of metaphysical dimensions of space, but yet we are affected and moved by them. And so this whole idea of collective motions and individual net relationship, that is the foundation of astrology. That's what astrology is. The science of astrology is modeling the dynamics of collective archetypal motions within the sort of collective space of human psychology, and how those are manifesting in the individual, each individual person, to influence and affect their behavior. And so it's important to remember, in astrology, you're not just looking at individual horoscopes, you're looking at the relationship between the individual horoscope and the collective horoscope. There is a collective horoscope, and it's that dynamic between the collective horoscope and the individual horoscope that's going to tell you these dynamics between the individual psyche and the collective psyche. And furthermore, the different planets in astrology, because remember, in astrology, you're looking at a geocentric model of the solar system, but also each person as a miniature or microcosm is also analyzed on this geocentric level, in which case, you can imagine the planets that are above the Earth in this model, the Earth is at the center and the planets sort of are layered like an onion with different layers. So we go Mercury, Venus, etc. upwards. So if we can, so basically how it works is that each of those planets represents a dimension of metaphysics that we are connected to. And that really affects most directly our subjective consciousness or our psyche. And so the dynamics that take place within the planets are indicating dynamics that are taking place within our internal soul dynamics, I guess. So Carl Jung, in his model of the psyche, he basically orients his understanding of human psychology around polarities. He's saying that all energy systems exist as a consequence of polarity. And the human psyche is itself an energy system. And there is a polarity. And I already described what that polarity is. It's the self-ego axis. It's the self as the positive pole, the ego, the bodily self as the negative pole. And then these metaphysical dimensions are where the magnetic field plays out. So this magnetic field is your aura. And, you know, the interface between the aura, the magnetic field, and the body is what Chinese medicine and other pre-modern medicines worked on and acted upon. And it's what clairvoyants can see are these auras. And so there's a whole paradigm of healing that we're not exploring because we're living in an era in which we have this paradigm of absolute materialism that's pervasive. And so we think that only the material self or the material body is the real reality. But that's the end of that paradigm, and sort of the factoring of metaphysics and this larger spiritual concept is what I think, or what I'm trying to promote, but where I think inevitably the new paradigm must, you know, we must see a death of this old materialistic paradigm and a rebirth into a new concept of reality that factors in the spiritual and the metaphysical. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to, yeah, promote on this channel. But specifically with this zine, what I am sort of taking aim at and trying to get these ideas out at this very timely moment. So the psyche is built around these polarities. Well, the main polarity, one of the main polarities, is the idea of the difference between the active consciousness, or what we perceive and are actively aware of, and what we actively remember and are able to call forth out of memory. There's that dimension of psychology. And then there's also the opposite of that, which is the unconscious, which is the aspect of our own psychology that we're not actively aware of, but which nonetheless comes in and influences how we behave and how we think and feel and perceive. And so the unconscious is a very real aspect of our psychology, but we're not actively aware of it. So that's the major polarity. Well, very notably, Carl Jung notes that the unconscious extends from the individual level, which is like the personal subconscious, which is the domain of where repressed emotions and experiences reside and act upon us perniciously. There's the individual aspect of this unconscious, but then there's also a realm of the unconscious that's collective. So this is where he's saying that the collective aspect of human psychology is unconscious to us until you actively work to make it conscious. But this the collective realm of the unconscious is where archetypes reside, the psychological archetypes. And his concept of archetypes is directly built out of Plato's teachings of archetypes. That's where he gets the word from. It's the idea that there are these ideal forms in nature that have their own dynamics. And so let's think of these archetypes as acting in the sort of are as part of the positive realm of this battery of reality, this battery of human psychology. So the archetypes are manifesting energy outward, and then we're receiving it. So there's nothing, so human psychology is in effect a system whereby we need to learn to react to these spiritual archetypes, because they are at a more fundamental, they exist within a more fundamental realm of reality. And we can't do anything to change their dynamics. We can only change how we respond to them. And so the science of studying those archetypal dynamics is astrology. And then the science of learning how to receive those element, receive those energies in a constructive way, and to put those energies into active and constructive use in your life pattern is the science of alchemy. So astrology and alchemy are fundamentally related together. And very notably, Carl Jung has done a ton of work on both astrology and alchemy. And both of those are huge influences on his work and on his theories of the human psyche. So I'm going to leave it at that for now for this video. This is just my introductory video. What my plan is to do a sort of focused video on each chapter or each main section of this zine. And so I'm going to do one video for each chapter, but I'm also going to do a sort of like twin video where I do give you some bonus content that is not contained in the zine. So for example, in the first section of the zine, I overview Carl Jung's research. And so in the sort of sister video to that, that's going to pair with that initial overview of this chapter in the zine, I'm going to play a bunch of clips from Carl Jung and do an analysis, kind of like how I did on the Atlantis, Manly P. Hall versus Graham Hancock, Randall Carlson, and John Anthony West. I'm going to sort of do a comparison. When you watch this series, you're really going to learn, I think it's going to be a hugely valuable resource and valuable tool to teach the main ideas of depth psychology and esoteric philosophy. So yeah, I have some content from Carl Jung I'm going to be analyzing. I have some content from Stanislav Grof, which I'm going to be analyzing. Not only my chapter, but I have a lecture of his I'm going to do a breakdown on. I'm going to do a deep dive on the astrology. And then the last section in this, the fourth section, is called Rediscovering the Sacred. And I really do an exploration of the sort of larger theme of scientific materialism and how we can move beyond and sort of re-ensoul science. And my idea on how to do that is to give science back its foundation in philosophy. So partly what we have now is a science that's become detached from philosophy, and in so doing, it's just become an instrument of industry. So we have like a prostituted science that has become the instrument of corporatism, capitalism, but also, I think at the most fundamental level, the sort of deep state. And so we have this prostituted science that is detached from its philosophical foundation. And what that looks like is that we have a science that no longer reasons towards a conclusion, which is what science is intended to do. It instead always is reasoning from a conclusion, meaning from a set of assumptions that we're not allowed to question or are not allowed to be analyzed in any kind of critical capacity. It's sort of like, you know, scientists are sort of given a set of basic assumptions that they're not allowed to go against because to do so would undermine the legitimacy of the larger social system that we're in. And the consequence of that is that we have all this scientific work that is detached from any sort of sound philosophical reasoning or sound philosophical basis. And so it just seeks to perpetuate this paradigm of social order that we're in. And so that's what I look at in the fourth and final section of this. And I have this great Manly Hall lecture that I'm going to be doing a breakdown on when I get to that section. So yeah, lots of videos going to be coming out, or episodes coming out in the course of this coming month. And I'm really hoping to do some cross promotion, which I haven't done. And by that, I mean getting on some other people's podcasts and hopefully giving a more elaborate analysis of this mass formation psychosis concept that has now entered the zeitgeist. So it's a very timely moment to be doing this. I just want to also note, I'm now working on the follow-up to zines that are, I kind of have this as part of a series So this is the first in a series of three zines I'm going to do that's very timely to this moment in time. The second one is going to be, once again, investigating metaphysics, but specifically going into the teachings of really alchemy, which is how the human body or the human being is a metaphysical entity and not merely a physical entity, and how health and disease, the traditional sort of like philosophical approach to treating health and disease, is premised on diagnosing ailments that can take place within the metaphysical person. And ultimately, my sort of thesis is that the sort of COVID illness is not a virus, for reasons that I've already explored on this channel, but I will be going over them in this next zine that's coming out, to kind of like put to rest the virus hypothesis and instead say that we need to be looking at, when we look at disease epidemics, one factor is toxicity, but another element is the idea that you can have disease originate from blockages in the metaphysical bodies of the person. And, you know, emotional blockages, how they can affect health, or very specifically, Manly Hall notes the so-called vital body, which is the sort of an energetic form that interfaces directly with the physical person, how blockages within that aspect of the person can directly lead to health crises. So anyway, that's gonna be the topic of the next zine, and then the one that follows is one that I've been waiting years to put together and put out, which is my big sort of sociological analysis of the deep state and the sort of secret space program and the whole history of that, which I've gone into already, kind of previewed in the secret space program documentary series that I've done, which is a mixtape. I mean, there's no original footage in that, but I re-edited and synthesized a whole bunch of material to sort of lay out the main trajectory of the argument. So that you can find that on my YouTube channel or on the podcast. So that all is, that'll be coming up hopefully in a couple months. But yeah, I'm already breaking ground on the research for that. And then my the hell zine, I've already got like 100 pages of notes, and I've got a ton of stuff from Manly Hall, but also a ton of stuff from sort of modern researchers that are, so the focus of the modern research that I bring into that is the kind of critique of virus theory, and then the stuff from Manly Hall is really talking about the metaphysics of health. So, but I'm also going to touch a little bit on Chinese medicine's approach, which links with Manly Hall's teaching. So yeah, that's what's coming up. Again, please, it would mean a lot to me to have you guys pick up a copy of the digital PDF. I could definitely use the funds as well. I also have a donations section on my website that you can, if you have the means to, choose to leave something. And I want to thank anybody or everybody so far who's purchased some of my stuff and or sent a donation. I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot. And yeah, and if you have any suggestions on any shows or podcasts I should reach out to try to get on. I mean, my dream would be to go on you know, some of the bigger ones like Joe Rogan, for example, but we'll see. But until then, if there's anything, you know, if there's one thing that anybody could do to help, would be to help get or inspire people to if you wanted to reach out to anybody and be like, hey, you should have this on, have this guy on, have me on. That would be awesome. So yeah, thanks for tuning in today. I am going to be back later this week with the first of these deep dives into this new zine. And yeah, you guys have a good one. Happy holidays. And it's going to be an exciting year, 2022. So cheers. Thanks.